Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. Truly, I thank God for being on this beautiful day. Share the good news of the Word of God. And truly, I thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. Truly, it is a blessing to have a relationship with the Lord. Thank God for being able enough to share the Word of God with you. Some of you are on your way to work, and we truly thank God for all that you are on this beautiful Saturday. And thank God that Lord bless me be alive today to give the Word of God to each and every one of you who are able to hear the Word of God. You know the Word of God say, "He that have an ear, let him hear what the Lord is saying," because we are spirit, praise God. Our spirit, our house in a shell, and that's our body. And truly, we thank God for Jesus Christ, for all that He is, to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. Yes, thank God for all that the blessing that He gives to us in this hour that we are in. Yes, I thank God. Welcome. Thank you for fellowship with me on this Saturday beautiful morning. And thank God, we need to take dominion over our day, praise God. We do not want the devil to take over, but we want to be ownership, leadership on our day, praise God. This is our agenda, praise God. Whatever you want to do for God, this is your agenda. You got to let the enemy know, say, "Nope, you will not disturb my agenda, what I'm going to do for the Lord today." Praise God, because some of you are on your way out to the prison, praise God. You're on your way to the hospital, to the nursing home, to the shut-in, praise God. Or you might be doing a youth thing with the young people today, praise God. But whatever you're doing, praise God, this is your agenda. Praise God, when you are doing something for God's kingdom. And because, thank God, the Lord put us in position to do the thing that He wants us to do to help the kingdom of God. We are to be part of the kingdom that God wants us to have. This is God's purpose, praise God, for us to be part of His kingdom. Thank you, Jesus. And I truly thank God for all that He is to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. But this morning, I would like, praise God, to share the Word of God with you pertaining to what God expects out of us in the days to come. Praise God, because we are in the days to come. We are in the last days, praise God. But the tribulation, praise God, is coming more than ever before. But God wants us to be prepared of the things, praise God, that is coming on this earth. And we need to have that relationship with the Lord. We need to have that fellowship more than ever before. And I truly thank God for Jesus, for all that He is, to make us all what we are, body, soul, and spirit. But this morning, I would like to share the Word, praise God. And you know, I came across a tract, praise God, of a writer, praise God, telling us, teaching us, that our bodies are very important along with our soul. And I truly thank God for Jesus. And it's true, you think about it and you read the Word of God, how God wants us to take care of our temple. And that's our body, praise God, because God operates in our vessel to do the work, that the work will become effective for the body of Christ, praise God, that it be effective for the believer. Praise God. And I thank God for Jesus. So God wants us to have a well, wholesome body. that we be able, praise God, to perform the work that he required of us. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. I do thank God for what he is doing for us in this hour. Praise God. But one thing about it, I truly thank God for the track. Praise God. For the reason why we should have our bodies. Praise God. And I thank God that God wants our body to be saved as well as with our heart. And I truly thank God for that. And one thing about it, thank you, Lord. In chronological order, praise God, the Lord provided us and mankind that the body plays a very important part of our salvation. And I thank God that our body got to be whole and well. And I want to share the scripture in 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Praise God. And I thank God for Jesus. I'm going to read from the King James as well. I'm going to read from another translation Bible. But it says here, praise God, I decree and declare the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. That in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. See, God wants our body, our soul, and spirit. Not only our soul, but he wants our body as well. Because that was his purpose, was to make man. He created Adam. He made Adam from the dust of the earth. But he made Adam, praise God, as a living soul. So God wants us, praise God, he wants this temple to be saved. Even Jesus Christ, when he was on this earth, praise God, that we remember he said, I'm going to raise the temple in 3 days. He was talking about his body, praise God. So God wants to raise our body, praise God. He wants to raise this temple as holy, praise God. And that will not have any spots or wrinkle, because he wants a people in the last day will have nothing hold them back. So our bodies have to be pure as well as our soul, praise God. So I truly thank God that God wants our bodies to be saved as well as our soul to be saved as well. Praise God. And we thank God for Jesus. But listen to what I'm going to read from the Translation Bible. And I thank God for Jesus. Praise God. And I truly thank God. And it says here, do not smother the Holy Spirit. Do not scoff at those who prophesy. But test everything that is said to be sure it is true. And if it is, then accept it. Keep away from every kind of evil. May the God of peace himself make you entirely pure and devoted to God. May your spirit and soul and body be kept strong and blameless until that day when our Lord Jesus Christ comes back again. Hear what he said? So the Lord wants our soul, our bodies, and spirit, praise God, to be preserved blameless. So I thank God for Jesus. You know, we have been talking. I thank God for all the leaders in our past, our forefathers, that we are to have our souls saved. But Jesus let us know that he wants the body be saved as well. And I thank God for Jesus. To have the body like Jesus, praise God, we have to declare and claim it, praise God, to receive the body of Jesus Christ upon our physical body. So that we be able to perform the work like Jesus. That we be able to stand against all the fiery darts that the enemy dish out against us. But one thing about the Lord, want our bodies to be preserved blameless until his coming. Praise God. He don't want to see no spots, no wrinkles. Then we think about the children of Israel in the Old Testament. When they want God to forgive them for their sin, what did they brought? They brought an animal. They brought a sheep. They have no spots, no blemish, nor even a bruise on that animal. And that animal had to be pure, praise God. It got to be more that God will accept, praise God. It didn't have no spots or blemish on that animal. So when the priest examined that animal, praise God, that sheep or that goat, whatever they were using, praise God, they want to make sure before they sacrifice that animal so that their sin will be forgiven. And God is a very particular God. He's a detailed God. God don't want no spots or wrinkle upon us. We got to come to God, preserve blameless. Praise God. We got to come pure before the Lord. Thank God for Jesus. And I truly thank God for the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. So that's the reason why we got to have our body be saved, praise God, in the days to come, before we present ourselves before the Almighty God. And I truly thank God. We thank God for a heartfelt salvation, but most of all, we need to ask God to save our body. Jesus come to save our body, praise God. He come to save our body, that our body could be preserved before the Almighty God. And I truly thank God. And it says, and when only heartfelt salvation is taught, and the sinner candidate accepts Jesus and his soul to be saved, his body may well retain the Adamic root sickness, which is the feeder and breeder of all sickness. So that means that we still have the Adamic nature on our physical body. But the only way to get rid of the Adamic nature, we got to have Jesus' nature upon our physical body, so that we won't have nothing pertain to the Adamic of Adam. Praise God. Remember now, Adam had sinned, praise God, when he touched that tree of good and evil. And we carry on the Adamic sickness upon our physical body. So, but when we accept Jesus' nature, praise God, and receive what Jesus wants us to have, praise God, we can be reserved blameless. We'll have the Spirit of the Lord, and we'll have the character of Jesus Christ on us and in us. Praise God. Like Jesus said, my Father, I are one. That's how we become one in Christ. We are in Jesus, and Jesus in us. We have that characteristic of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So one thing about it, we need to know the Lord, praise God. And the reason says here, without Jesus, praise God, body felt, thank you, Lord, the Christian will only have the inner man salvation. So we got to have the outer man salvation as well. The Lord wants us to have that spirit of righteousness and glory that we can perform the work for him. So let us continue to seek the Lord. Let us continue. As 1 Thessalonians 5:23, Paul says, may the very God of peace sanctify us wholly, praise God, that we won't have no spots, no wrinkle in the days to come. So we need to take care of this temple that God asks us to be. He wants us to take care of his body so that he can dwell and operate. So I thank God for Jesus Christ. And may the mercy of God be upon each and every one of you. So have a great and blessed day. God bless.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God.